checked with the American Civil Liberties Union to find out if a city can do what Burien has done, make it illegal to smell bad.
They make it their business to mind your business. Parks may become dog-free zones in Durant, Iowa, where many are fed up with owners who don't scoop up after their pooches. And in Florida, it's illegal to sell craft beer in 64-ounce reusable growlers, even though customers prefer them to the 32 and 128-ounce growlers, which are actually legal. But inconveniencing customers may have been the point, as the ban, which is now facing a legal challenge, has long been supported by beer companies that aren't keen on the growing popularity of craft beer.
It's time to put a stop to this.
But your Nanny of the Month can be found in Burien, Washington, where city officials have banned BO. Sort of.
Occasionally, people will unfortunately have such a bodily odor that it's very hard for other patrons to physically be in that same space.
According to a new trespassing law, it's now illegal to smell bad in public spaces like parks, the library, and City Hall. The ACLU thinks the law is too vague and gives police too much power to decide who smells illegal.
Some people can be offended by other people's perfumes, although it's hard to believe that a well-dressed middle-class woman is going to be booted out of the library for her perfume.
Hey, don't give the city council any ideas. Follow the show on Twitter, submit your nanny nominees, and check back next month for more examples of busybodies minding your own business.